Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Steve Bruce believes the time is right for Ghana international Christian Atsu to consider a move away from the club. The attacker has fallen down the pecking order at St James's Park after a series of nondescript performances for Newcastle last term. On Saturday, he was conspicuously missing from the matchday squad as the Magpies handed West Ham a 2-0 defeat in their Premier League opener, despite scoring in a pre-season 3-0 triumph over Crewe Alexandra. Well, Bruce said, "I like Christian, the same goes for Yoshinori Muto. They train every day, work tirelessly and are good professionals, but in a situation where are they going to play enough? There has to come a time when they go and play football. The same comes for Henry Savier. Henry has been around the place since I've been here. We try and treat him with respect and he trains every day and is a good pro. Savier, Atsu, Muto, Ashraf Lazar, Rolando Ahrens, they need to find a home and try to progress their careers again." Moving on, and Bruce has told striker Andy Carroll to keep doing what he does best, despite finding himself on the wrong side of referee Stuart Atwell. The 31-year-old striker threw himself into the task of leading the line for Newcastle in their season opener in a characteristically physical style, but to his evident frustration, he was repeatedly penalised by the match official. However, Bruce has leapt to Carroll's defence. He said, "Look, when you're jumping for the ball, then your arms go up. It's normal. If you look at a high jumper, the way they try to jump, they jump and their arms are above their head. And it's the same in football. We wanted to see Andy Carroll, and there was a touch of Andy Carroll of old, wasn't there, about him? He looked fit, he looked good, he was a physical presence. And when Carroll is playing like that, then we all know how good he is." Finally, owner Mike Ashley is gearing up for a legal battle with the Premier League over the collapse of a Saudi-backed takeover. Ashley has instructed lawyers at Blackstone Chambers over a simmering row with a governing body after Amanda Staveley's consortium withdrew its £340 million offer in July, following a 17-week wait, ultimately in vain, for officials to complete their owners and directors' test. That's all for now. We'll have more later.